CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. President Trump says he's considering getting rid of FEMA. CBS's Erica Brown reports he made the comment in North Carolina.
President Trump arrived in Asheville, North Carolina, to receive a briefing on Hurricane Helene recovery efforts and to meet with families affected by the devastating storm.
I'll be taking strong action to get North Carolina the support that you need to quickly recover and rebuild.
It's part of a disaster tour that also includes a stop in Los Angeles to survey the catastrophic wildfires that are still burning.
CBS's Andres Gutierrez tells us fire officials are worried about possible mudslides with rain in the forecast this weekend.
Right now, there are specialized teams from CAL FIRE as well as the Conservation Department that are working to fill sandbags. They're also trying to assess where possible landslides could occur, and they're trying to get ahead of this.
Trump will be touring the Pacific Palisades. The Senate will vote tonight on Pete Hegseth's nomination for defense secretary. Here's Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
We should not, cannot, must not elevate someone as erratic as Pete Hegseth to Secretary of Defense. We can and must do better. I urge my colleagues to vote no.
Two Republicans have said they'll vote no. If Hegseth loses one more Republican, Vice President J.D. Vance would have to break a 50-50 tie. Israel and Hamas are set to swap more prisoners and hostages tomorrow. CBS's Robert Berger is in Jerusalem.
Hamas announced the names of four female Israeli hostages it plans to release tomorrow, all of them soldiers. In exchange, Israel is expected to free 200 Palestinian prisoners. Similar swaps are due to take place every Saturday during the six-week ceasefire.
CBS's Jake Rosen reports a federal judge has banned Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes from Washington, D.C.
While Rhodes says he did not go into the Capitol building, other members of his organization did, and this order from Judge Mehta applies to all members of those eight in total Oath Keepers who were charged and convicted and then had their sentences commuted by Donald Trump.
Rhodes had lunch in the Capitol cafeteria with a lawmaker earlier this week. Former Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio told reporters today former President Biden demonized him and his followers, and then most of them did nothing wrong on January 6th. The National Zoo introduced its two new giant pandas today. More from CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns.
Right now, you can see our two newest residents of Washington, D.C. on that panda cam. And I can tell you that if you are looking for a little uplift in your day, tune into that panda cam. It really gives a big boost.
China sent the two new pandas in October. They were given a while to settle in before making their debut publicly. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A car on fire in an attached garage spread this morning, causing a fire at a Sheridan Road apartment complex in Kenosha. People living at the Sheridan Muse apartment complex had to evacuate at around 6:30. No one was injured. Racine's Common Council approved a downtown cop house on Main Street. It's a move to enhance safety and community engagement. The facility is expected to open in March. A 28-year-old woman admitted to a Waukegan hospital Tuesday died Thursday night after being found unresponsive on the hospital's rooftop. She was suffering from cold exposure. The Lake McHenry County website reports it happened at the Vista Medical Center East. Police and the community in Kenosha continue to search for 18-year-old Kayla Rose Sobzak. She's been missing since December 17th. She was last seen near 60th Street and 12th Avenue. Her image is on the Kenosha Police social media pages. And that Buc-ee's plant for just north of the Racine-Milwaukee County line will be the first Buc-ee's in the upper Midwest. The 74,000-square-foot convenience store and gas station is planned to be built southwest of I-94 and Elm Road. It is still pending several public hearings. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks beat the Heat. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks won their fifth game in a row, 125-96 over the Miami Heat. The Bucks didn't get back to Milwaukee until less than 3 hours before the game after being stuck in a blizzard for 3 days in New Orleans at the team hotel. Damian Lillard led with 29 points and had a pregame speech before the tip-off.
In the situation that we were in, you know, the last couple of days is obvious, but you don't want the room to just be quiet and everybody to just kind of go out there and see what's going to happen. So for me, I just want wanted to put that energy out there. Like, you know, nobody gonna feel bad for us. Ain't no excuses. I don't want to hear I'm tired or I ain't feeling. Like, you got to take the opportunity for the team to even have that type of mentality away. As a leader of a team, you got to let the team know off the rip, like, we not doing that. We not having excuses. I don't care about the flight. I don't care. We've been in a hotel. Like, you gotta take that away from the team.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds today with highs in the lower 20s. For tonight, a few flurries can't be ruled out. Lows will be in the upper teens. Plenty of sunshine on Saturday and warmer with highs in the mid-30s. It will be a bit breezy, though. Sunny with highs in the upper 20s on Sunday. Right now, it's 15 degrees.
Jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts thumping and you, a brown-eyed girl. Radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. Just to sing, sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown-eyed girl. Are you my brown-eyed girl? Do you remember when we used to sing?
From 1967, it's Van Morrison and Brown Eyed Girl on WRJN. That was originally a very different song. Originally, it was called Brown Skinned Girl, and it was about an interracial relationship. Van Morrison changed it to Brown Eyed Girl to make it more palatable to radio stations.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, if there's a smile on my face, it's only they're trying to fool the public. But when it comes down to fooling you, now, honey, that's quite a different subject. But don't let my glad expression give you the wrong impression. Really, I'm sad. I'm sad.
Memorial Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Days of enough to hold me in the evening when the day is through.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. It's Kurt Vollman with my friend Robin. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
All right. Do you have a hobby?
I'm going to say yes.
What's your hobby?
My lavender.
Yeah, you grow lavender, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
stinks
I
up
do.
The whole house.
It's wonderful. Stinks. How dare you say that word in regards to lavender?
We used to do a morning show together and you would bring in a spray and it would smell like lavender. You'd spray the whole studio down and I came in there and I'm like, what is this?
It's lovely. It makes the scent is so relaxing. Why did you think I did that? We were just needing to be
You were trying to
in the morning
cover up my odor. Is that what it was?
Exactly. Hit it on the head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How many hours, day, week, month would you say you spend at your hobby?
Ooh, it's only in the spring and summer and fall. So I would say it would be on the weekends and like give me about maybe 8 hours, you know, weeding and like mm-hmm. 4 hours a day. I would say a week, 40.
Okay. Wow.
I do. I have to put a lot into it. You know, weeding, making sure everything's trimmed nicely. And
how long
cutting.
Have you been doing this?
This is 5 years now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, see, you're above the average shelf life. It says the average shelf life of a hobby is 16 months.
Oh, yeah.
So you get into something
that.
And then after a while, done with it.
Yeah. See, it started out as a hobby. And I think now it's more of just pleasure and a form of.
Well, that's what hobbies are, right?
Yeah.
For pleasure?
It is. Yeah. But it's been 5 years and it is a lot of work, but we enjoy it. Jeff and I do.
I think my hobby is sleeping.
Yes. I wish. As I get older, I have to say, I love to sleep in as long as I can.
I'm going back to bed.
Okay. Me too.
All right. Good night.
Good morning.
There's my friend Robin. She joins us from time to time on WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance. Plus, personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA-branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Share your love with an unforgettable gift from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Making love blossom since day one, Sunnyside has been Kenosha's family tradition for stunning, customized floral arrangements for any occasion. This Valentine's Day, pair your perfect gift with premium chocolates, an adorable plush bear or puppy designed to melt their heart. Share your love in the most beautiful way and visit Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha today. Located on 75th Street and 30th Avenue, open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Don't let snow put your golf game on ice. X Golf Kenosha is your winter golfing destination. Perfect your swing on one of 7 state-of-the-art simulators, then stay warm and celebrate with tasty food and drinks. Be sure to follow X Golf Kenosha on Facebook and Instagram for the latest updates, promotions, and exclusive discounts. X Golf delivers an unforgettable experience. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road. X Golf, where golf season never ends.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, welcoming Herman's Hermits and the Association.
There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight.
Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat?
The Genesee Theater in Waukegan, February 28th, has a great show planned. Herman's Hermits and the Association, and we'd love you to be there.
Cherish us the words I used to describe.
Dan Marcus has interviews with Peter Noon all next week. When you hear the interview, remember what they talk about. Later in the afternoon, Kurt Volman will want to know. If you can tell him, you could win a pair of tickets. The Association with Herman's Hermits.
WRJN.
Me, but her heart was full of lies, poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
I was a fool, oh yeah.
She told me how she cared for me, and that we'd never part. And so for the very first time, I gave away my heart, poor little fool.
Timeless hits, WRJN. Could see a little flurry action overnight, maybe a little light snow, mostly cloudy and a low of 15. But tomorrow, oh man, tomorrow looks nice. Mostly sunny and 35, Sunday sunny and 28.
she was just a walking down the street singing. Single day singing.
No other radio station covers Racine's local news like we do. We've been doing it for 98 years now, covering the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. So let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A patient at a Waukegan hospital died last night after being found unresponsive on the hospital's rooftop. Lake McHenry County Scanner.com reports it happened at Vista Medical Center East. A 28-year-old woman was originally admitted for a medical issue Tuesday. She was found at around 8:45 last night suffering from cold exposure. She was pronounced dead at 11. The hospital has been dealing with challenges, including the recent revocation of its trauma center designation. A search is still underway for an 18-year-old Kenosha woman. Police say Kayla Rose Sobzak has a history of mental health disorders and has been missing for over a month. She's described as a mixed-race female, 5'3", 175 pounds, with brown eyes and black curly hair. She was last seen December 17th near 60th Street and 12th Avenue. Anyone with info should call Kenosha Police. Oak Creek officials will discuss the Buc-ee's project at a plan commission meeting Tuesday. The proposed 74,000-square-foot convenience store and fueling station would be located on the southwest corner of I-94 and Elm Road. That's just north of the Milwaukee-Racine County line. The project, featuring 120 gas pumps and EV charging stations, faces two public hearings before a potential March vote. It could open in early 2027 if approved. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Vormans. Increasing clouds today with highs in the lower 20s. For tonight, a few flurries can't be ruled out. Lows will be in the upper teens. Plenty of sunshine on Saturday and warmer with highs in the mid-30s. It will be a bit breezy, though. Sunny with highs in the upper 20s on Sunday. Currently, it's 17 degrees.
Since I met you, I've been
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. How much are you paying for that car? In the third quarter of 2024, the average monthly payment for a new car in the United States was $737. The average monthly payment for a used car was $520.
Thank you. WRJR, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, all week long, you love listening to the timeless hits from the 60s and 70s on WRJN, but listen Sunday mornings as WRJN presents Lou Regani and Music of the Stars. Before Elvis, before Buddy Holly and the Beatles, there was Nat King Cole, Benny Goodman, and Glenn Miller. There was Julie Andrews, and of course, Frank Sinatra. It's Sundays from 7 a.m. till noon. It's Lou Regani and Music of the Stars on WRJN.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it. But baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You lost that love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Oh, oh, oh. Now there's no welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. Though you're starting to criticize little things I do, it makes me just feel like crying. Cause baby, something I'd get down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love, a love, a love you don't find every day. So
You spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Are you ready for four things you did not know yesterday? Here we go. Thing number one. If you yelled for 8 years, 7 months, and 6 days, you would have produced enough sound energy to heat one cup of coffee. Thing number two. Pepsi was first invented in 1893 as Brad's drink by Caleb Bradham, who sold the drink at his drugstore in New Bern, North Carolina. Thing number three, human teeth are the only part of the body that cannot heal themselves. And thing number four, the ancient Romans used to drop a piece of toast into their wine for good health. This is why we raise a toast. And there are four things you did not know yesterday.
Take a break from the daily grind and treat yourself to something sweet at the Peach Cobbler Factory. Delight in a variety of cobblers, each topped with vanilla bean ice cream. From timeless peach to indulgent cherry and decadent caramel apple, there's a flavor to satisfy every craving. Enjoy freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls served in-house through the drive-thru or at your next birthday party or special event with signature catering options. When winter's chill bites, nothing warms the soul like a stop at the Peach Cobbler Factory. Open every day at noon.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family. Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Happy 8 Collectibles in Southridge Mall and Gurney Mills Mall. Did someone miss out on the perfect holiday gift? Fill the gap with action figures, pop culture finds, sports memorabilia, pro wrestling merch, and so much more. Explore a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between, where every shelf tells a story. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 worth of gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
I'm Dr. Jasmine Zapata, Chief Medical Officer for Community Health at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Every year in the U.S., about 21,000 lung cancer deaths are caused by radon, an odorless, tasteless, and colorless gas. One in 10 Wisconsin homes has high levels of radon. Does yours? Call 1-888-LOW-RADON or visit lowradon.org to learn more. Test, fix, save a life.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Beatles on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. By the way, it was on this date, January 24th, 1962, Brian Epstein signed a management deal with the Beatles. Epstein was to receive 25% of the band's gross earnings. The normal management deal was 10%.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. While visiting Hurricane Helene victims in North Carolina, President Trump said he's considering getting rid of FEMA.
Whether it's a Democrat or Republican governor, you want to use your state to fix it and not waste time calling FEMA, and then FEMA gets here and they don't know the area, they've never been to the area. And
CBS's Dave Malkoff says in some areas of North Carolina, it still looks like the hurricane hit yesterday.
People, in some cases, are taking matters into their own hands, and instead of going through and getting money from FEMA and waiting and waiting and waiting, they're going ahead and putting things together with just what they call mountain ingenuity, where they take maybe a rail car and put it over the river area, and that's a way that they can get from one side to the other.
Trump is now flying to Southern California to tour the wildfire damage. Hamas has announced it will release more hostages tomorrow. CBS's Remy Innocencio is in Tel Aviv with the details.
Hamas has released the names of four more Israeli hostages, which will be a huge relief, of course, to their families here in Israel after the past 15 months of captivity. They are all female soldiers, aged either 19 or 20.
In exchange, Israel will release another 200 Palestinian prisoners. President Trump's promise of mass deportations has begun with the arrest of more than 500 migrants.
Some of those arrests happened at a worksite in Newark, New Jersey, where Mayor Ross Baraka was outraged.
None of these people were rapists
or murderers or criminals.
Mayor Baraka says the agents did not have a warrant.
We believe that there were three people who they say were undocumented.